Hola, hola, hola. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. My name is Marty Angel, and I am your host for this podcast, and it is my passion to be helping the modern multicultural mujer and bilingual microbizpreneur gain clarity, focus, and create their blueprint for success so they can rock their six figures and live their best life. I am so incredibly grateful that you found your way to this podcast. There are no coincidences in this world. You are here to hear this message today. Llegaste a este podcast para escuchar el mensaje de hoy. This is a bilingual podcast. A veces hablamos español, and sometimes we speak English, and sometimes we speak Spanglish. Welcome. I'm so excited for today's episode. Let's get it started. I just want to say I am so incredibly grateful for you. Today is Monday, February 28th. If you're listening to this on the podcast, well, guess what? It is Friday because the podcast drops all the Friday. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. Bienvenidos a todos. All right, why don't we get started? Let's go ahead and get started. Today, my friends, we are going to be talking about shifting our mindset. Right? So the truth is, we're always looking at everyone else's success. We're always wishing that it was ours. We're looking over here, we've got reels, we've got stories, we've got lives, we've got all these things. We've got audio social apps, we've got visual apps. Everybody's somewhere, right? But not everybody is everywhere. Does that make sense? So the truth is that we're always looking at everyone else's success, wishing that it was ours because we want what they have. And it's critically important that we begin, as entrepreneurs, we begin to make and be aware of that mindset that we have. And when you're in that mind, you cannot move yourself forward or to the place that you want to be. I know, I speak from experience. It happens to me a lot. So that's where I come in as your coach. It always helps to have somebody else right beside you saying, okay, let's rethink that. Okay, let's shift the energy. Okay, let's, you know, with a coach's help, you get to move forward in ways you never considered moving forward before. Siempre, siempre, siempre es muy importante que tengan un coach para los negocios, un coach para salirse del espacio de donde están, que es a veces muy negativo, y meterse al espacio de lo positivo, porque en el espacio de lo positivo es donde vamos a encontrar el éxito. All right? So, you know, I want to help you realize that you truly want to shift your focus back on you instead of on what you don't have. So you need to focus back on you. So we want to focus back on you. We want to make sure that you are focusing on you and away from what you don't have and what you have not accomplished yet. So your responsibility as an entrepreneur, as a mujerpreneur, is to employ what I call the three A's. And it's critically important that you listen to these A's. You want to make sure that, number one, you have awareness. And number two, when you become aware of how you're feeling, you realize of how you're feeling because you don't feel good. And then That's where you are at your starting point of change. So it's important, awareness, being aware of what you're feeling all the time. And number two, acceptance. Before you can begin to create change, reinvent your business or your life, you need to accept that you are in a space of what I call an inverted spiral. So you need to accept, wait a minute, you know, I'm feeling this way. So let's go back. A number one is awareness. I'm aware that I'm feeling this, and now I am accepting that I'm feeling this. And if I am not feeling good, then I am not going to be doing good. Si no te sientes en poder, si no te sientes bien, no vas a ser bonito. Si no te sientes bien, no vas a ser bonito, ¿verdad? Las cosas que hacemos son muy importantes para ustedes, para estar en el espacio de saber dónde estoy, y luego aceptar ese espacio. And then number three, which is critically important, and all the three A's build upon each other. Number three is action. Once you have passed through on one and two, you can actually begin to put an action plan together to move away from negativity and into positivity. So let's stop looking at everybody else's life, at everybody else's business. And we know that we're doing that when we wish that we had what they had, and why it's not fair. It's not fair. When you are in a space of it's not fair, that is your number one red flag that you're comparing yourself to where everybody else is. So you want to make sure that you are not doing that for two reasons. For two reasons. People tend to be, you know, people tend to be in that space because things aren't always what they seem. We need to understand that things are not always what they seem when we're looking from the outside in. So somebody may be financially stable, own a house, drive a nice car, be able to do way more in our mind, be able to do way more than you can, but inside there's something missing. They don't love themselves enough. They don't have respect from their family. They're going through tough times, health challenges, whatever. Somebody can seem as happy-go-lucky and content with who they are, but in the inside, they probably and could be suffering from depression and anxiety. Now, take back the word probably and just could be actually suffering from something called depression or anxiety, but they're hiding it. They're great, as we call it, the great pretenders, right? You've heard that song, I am the great pretender, right? And that's why most people, you know, are looking like they have it all together, but they just might be a great pretender. So you don't know what it is that they're hiding from the world. And that's why most people always have an opinion on somebody else. You know, usually their opinion reflects on their inner self, but they haven't even fixed or worked on themselves. So the one thing you need to do as an entrepreneur is remember that and step back and say, okay, I've got to work on myself. However that is, whether you give yourself self-care, whether you coach up, whether you meditate, whether you yoga, whatever it is, maybe you journal. I hope that you journal, but maybe you journal, and that's what's going to help you, right? Number two, the only person, I want you to understand this, the only person that stops you from getting to where, you know, from getting where you from where you are to where you want to be is you. And it's because you don't renew your mindset and have self-discipline. La única persona que te está poniendo el alto de llegar a donde tú quieres llegar, eres tú. Eres tú porque no has tomado el tiempo de trabajar en lo que le llamamos mindset y la disciplina que viene de adentro. That's important, guys. Self-discipline and mindset are something that you should always, always work on. We allow self-doubt and fear to overtake our emotions. And when our emotions are such that we're not feeling good, we're either in self-doubt or we're in fear. And again, I want to remind you, if you're feeling as though it's not fair, you're in the wrong space. You're in the wrong energy. So think about this. I want to mention the fact that most of us want success, but most of us don't want to do the work. Let me repeat that. Most of us want success. And here, let me put it in the mic. Most of us want success, but most of us aren't willing to do the work. La verdad es que la mayoría de nosotros queremos éxito, pero la mayoría de nosotros no queremos hacer el trabajo. No queremos invertir el tiempo que es necesario para hacer el trabajo. We all want quick fixes. It's so easy to have a quick fix. And we're always asking, Lord, can we make this easier? Can we have this quick fix and make it easy along the road? Yes, we can pray for that. But the truth is, God, give me the stamina, the wherewithal, and the tenacity to continue to move forward no matter what life throws in front of me. And can I move forward in a way that makes it easy for myself? But remember this, the easy road never got anyone to where they wanted to be. The easy road never got anyone to where they wanted to be. It usually took them a ton of failures, sweat, blood, and tears, and it took a lot of self-control, and it took a lot of discipline to make it happen. But it can happen. But you need to decide who you want to be. And you need to commit to it. You've got to commit to yourself. You've got to love yourself. You've got to give yourself what it is that you truly want. And don't give somebody else the responsibility to do it for you. So you want to give yourself what you want, but don't give somebody else the responsibility to do it for you. I want to make sure that you understand that. It's so important. Your success is your success. Somebody else's success is their success. So I want you to realize that things are going to come by you committing, taking action, moving forward, and every day stopping to smell the roses and say, hey, I did it. Maybe it was like me. I did this live. I got on and I did this live. I'm moving forward once a week. Then give yourself kudos for showing up. Here's the thing. You are ahead of 80% of the people because you've shown up. Show up. And show out. You've heard that said before, right? Show up and show out. Reminder, my friends, that the three A's are critically important. I want to share a story, though. I want to share a story with you because stories are really good for you. I have been labeled dyslexic. I have ADHD since I was a child. That being said, both of those labels come with side effects. And the most important one that I have dealt with all my life is being anxious and having depressive tendencies. When I look at the future, I look at where I am not there. So I speak to you from experience. There have been many times in my life that I've prayed to not be alive or to make it through the night, along with, you know, giving me the actions to make it so. And I've prayed, Lord, take my life. You know, I'm worth more dead. I've been there. But before you say anything and begin to judge, I want you to know that I don't take any form of medication, and I don't take mental, you know, working on my mental self lightly. You see, it's important that you realize that too, and shifting your mindset is going to help you. It's something that I've learned to manage and deal with. Being an entrepreneur, you're on that roller coaster. We call that entrepreneurial roller coaster. Now, I've dealt with it in my own ways, and I'm so grateful to be alive, and I know that God still has a plan for me. Even though some of you look at me and say, "Ay, esa viejita, why is she still speaking? Why is she still on video? Why is she still on a podcast?" But remember, do not judge one way or the other. Careful. You don't want to judge up and you don't want to judge down. And why? Because it's judging, right? What you want to do is praise up, right? So what you see perhaps is the crazy, smiley me, but behind the scenes, as the story unfolds, it might be very different. And I know you guys are out there and you feel me, you know me. And that's why most people have an opinion on somebody else. So as an entrepreneur, I want you to be careful. I want you to tell you that you love you. And I want you to know that your opinion of you is more important than your opinion of someone else. Your opinion of you is more important than your opinion of someone else. La opinión que tú tienes de ti misma es más importante que la opinión que tienes de otras personas. Because it reflects something about you, something about your inner self. And it also gives you an insight into your inner demons and into your challenges. So instead of judging or criticizing, I want you to take a look inside and see how you can begin to work inside you to move you ahead so that you can begin to live your best life. Now, here's the call to action. I want you to DM me and to tell me, my friend, who are you? Are you committing? Are you committing to being consistent and taking action? Are you gonna employ the three A's we talked about earlier? Whatever it is you're gonna do, I want you to drop me a DM. I want you to message me. I still to this day answer my own messages. I know that there are people that, you know, kind of let somebody else do it for you. I'm still small enough to answer my own messages. And I think I will answer my own messages no matter how big I get. So, my friend, tell me, who are you and what will you commit yourself to? I would love to hear from you. I really do think that you have something to share with me, and I would love to learn from you. All right, my friends, that was the message for you today, that we have to begin our mindset. If you found value in this, please share this video with somebody else, wherever you're watching this video, because I'm everywhere. I'm on YouTube, I'm on LinkedIn, wherever you're watching this video, I want you to share it with somebody else. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, know that I am with you and know that I am looking at my messages from the podcast. So if you're listening to this podcast, Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, drop me some love. Ask me a question. How can I help you? How can I be best of service to you today? My friends, I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful day. And as always, I am so incredibly grateful for you today. Have a beautiful day. Buen día. Gracias por todo. Gracias por escuchar. Gracias por ver. Y gracias por estar aquí. Si están en el podcast, gracias por estar aquí. Have a beautiful day. Namaste.
This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.